We continue our meditation on the 20th verse, which is a very, very important verse, which leads to a lot of corollaries about Atma. I have already played that before. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit, nayam bhutva bhavita va na bhuyaha, ajo nitya shashvato yam puranaha, na hanyate hanyamane sharire. Atma is not born. Atma doesn't have death. I never cease to exist. I am eternal, changeless, and ancient. Body gets killed, but not Atma. That is the essence of this verse. Please close your eyes, sit erect. Meditation is about tuning our mind. To our real nature. We are all born with a mind which is obsessed with the world. The five sense organs push us into the world all the time. How to come out of this nature of our mind is the theme of meditation. Every time when I sit in meditation, the goal of meditation is to withdraw the mind from the world. What do I do with the mind which is withdrawn from the world? The second step in meditation is to think about our intricate nature. Our real nature. I am Atma is the central teaching of Bhagavad Gita. It is the central teaching of Mandukya Upanishad. I bring the teaching of Upanishads and Bhagavad Gita in my mind. I learn to dwell on my real nature. The world which is experienced is different from me, the Atma. This is principle number one of Vedanta. Repeat this three times in your mind. I am different from what I experience. I experience different objects. I am not one of them. I experience my body. I am not the body. I experience my thoughts and emotions. I am not the mind. I am Atma, the experiencer. The second fundamental principle of Vedanta is all attributes belong to the experienced object. They do not belong to me, the Atma. Birth, death belongs to the body. They do not belong to me, the Atma. Sukham, dukkham, moha. Happiness, pain, conflict belong to Sukshma Sharira, the mind. They are thoughts, inert. They do not belong to me, the Atma. Travel from one body to another body belongs to the Sukshma Sharira. They do not belong to me, the Atma. Keeping these two fundamental principles, I draw a conclusion. About myself. This is a very important meditation. I am Nityaha, eternal. Amrutaha, immortal. Akarta, not a doer. Abhokta, not an enjoyer. Nirvikaraha, I have no modifications. Purnaha, I am ever fulfilled. So with the two fundamental principles of Vedanta, I learn to live a very happy life in this body. In all situations, sukham and dukham, labha alabha, jaya ajaya, in all situations, I maintain samatva buddhi. Samatvam yoga ucchate. I learn to lead a life of karma yoga. These are beautiful lessons from the Bhagavad Gita, second chapter. I meditate on this central theme. I am the Atma. I am not the body or mind. I remember this teaching throughout my life. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Gently open your eyes.